Let's Go to Town, starring Ralph Flanagan, his great band, and our song stars of the month, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Hello there. This is Martin Block inviting you to join us in town, your hometown, with your friends and your neighbors who are proud to say, we belong to the National Guard. Now, here's Ralph Flanagan.
Hi, everyone. Well, thanks for that wonderful welcome and for inviting us as your National Guard Band of the Month. Here's a fine bit of walking music to start us to town. It's An American in Paris by George Gershwin.
Let's face it, fellas, if you're between the ages of 17 and 18 and a half, it's more than likely you've got a military uniform in your future. So why not prepare for it now the smart way? Join the National Guard. Now, there are many practical as well as patriotic reasons for serving in the National Guard. The practical ones include top training in your hometown guard unit. That's right. Prepare for military service right in your own hometown. Train with your buddies, the finest men in the community. And you get extra money while learning new skills. Skills that will help you get better military and civilian jobs. What's more, through the Guard, you earn fine retirement benefits. And, you know, the National Guard of the United States, in its long 300-year history of unbroken service to the nation, has compiled an enviable record. Be a part of this great tradition. Join the Guard and take advantage of its wonderful opportunities. Better yet, visit the local armory and find out for yourself just why it would be smart to join the Guard. Guard your future through the National Guard.
This is Ralph Flanagan again. Some of you guardsmen may be a little young to remember this fine old song, but once you hear it, you'll find it mighty hard to forget. You know, it's the sort of song that makes you want to say to your best girl, "Let's sit this one out and hold hands." Harry Prime sings, "Did I Remember?"
That I am living for lost without you. And just how mad about you I've grown. You were in my arms, and that was all.
Pretty, Ralph. Well, it's time we had our song stars of the month share in this visit with you, so let's go to town with Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Thank you. Nye and I have just recorded a rather unusual instrumental tune that's just about tops in England these days. Meet Mr. Callaghan.
Perfect example of what's called a well-knit team. Say, Les, I've got another well-knit team in mind. Can you name it?
You couldn't mean the National Guard, could you?
Oh, but I could, because there you have a strong, well-knit military organization of men from every state and territory in the Union, and it is actually older than the United States. Mary, do you know just how and when the National Guard started?
Well, I think so, Martin. It was back in the early colonial days when citizen soldiers banded together to protect their families from hostile Indians.
Well, that's a fact. And from that time on, the National Guard has contributed vitally to the nation's defense. And that's why we must keep the National Guard strong, so that we can count on them as we always have done.
Martin, can I ask a question?
Well, sure, Les.
Well, just who is eligible for the National Guard?
Any young man over 17 and physically fit is eligible to join, Les. The Guard is his outfit. And men, once in the Guard, you train with the people you've known all your life. You'll be well prepared, well trained, and well paid, and proud to be a member of the National Guard. Remember, it's America's oldest military organization. Keep your guard up. Go today to National Guard headquarters and find out how Guard enlistments pay, not only in money, but in training, in friendships, and in your own security. Heading home? Well, wait for us. Besides, we wouldn't want you to miss this fine old American tune. Ralph Flanagan goes south.
This is Ralph Flanagan, your National Guard Band of the Month.
And Les Paul.
And Mary Ford, your National Guard Song Stars of the Month. All saying,
so long. See you next week.
And this is Martin Block, speaking for your hometown National Guard, saying so long to you and you, and especially to you. See you next week, same time, same station.
The National Guard is ready, on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here is your announcer with the address of the National Guard headquarters in this area.